coming migrant caravan. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas calls on the Democrats to do something about the border.
One after another caravan of people invading. It's the Democrats that have got to do something. They've got to let us help the president protect our border.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Addressing a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the U.S. has always been the backbone of the organization.
Every Congress, every American president, your men and women in uniform, and the people of the United States of America have been staunch supporters of NATO.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivers a message to the families of U.S. citizens being held captive abroad. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there is less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A detention hearing is scheduled on April 8th for the Chinese woman who bluffed her way into the Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us how she got in.
A little after noon on Saturday, Yujing Zhan, according to court documents, approached the security gate at Mar-a-Lago and presented two Chinese passports. She said she was going to the pool. Due to language difficulties, club security officials mistakenly thought she was a relative of a club member who just happened to have the same last name, and they allowed her to enter. Once through another checkpoint, she told the receptionist she was there not to go to the pool, but for a Chinese-American friendship event. But there was no such event. The receptionist quickly notified the authorities. She was arrested and charged with trespassing. The Secret Service says she had four cell phones with her, along with a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive, which contained malicious malware.
More than 80 women are suing a Southern California hospital over what they say are cameras that secretly recorded them. The women say cameras in a hospital near San Diego were installed in three labor and three delivery rooms, and they violated their privacy while they were emotionally and physically exposed. Carla Jones tells NBC News she was secretly recorded while undergoing a C-section.
I have never been so exposed in my life. I don't know who saw these videos. I don't know where they are, where they've landed, or what will happen to them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is an amazing 61 degrees outside. And if you look out the window, mostly sunny out there. Some scattered white clouds, white fluffy clouds. It's all good. It's almost spring. Listen, this afternoon we're going to hit a high of 63. And tonight it's going to stay mostly clear. Still in the 30s, but it's a high 37. Tomorrow, chance of rain after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 38. Friday, rain is likely in the mornings. It'll stay cloudy. It might break 50 degrees on Friday if we're lucky, but the chance of precipitation is definitely high. Going into the weekend, rain on Saturday is likely before 9 a.m., and then it's going to break, and it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. That's right. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 44, and Sunday, it says partly sunny. I'm going to be an optimist and say mostly sunny, high around 64 degrees. That's not too shabby. Spring is almost here. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the ultimate, the amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. We are located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. And, you know what I forgot to tell you, too, Steve, is that we are going to be interactive here, too. So I'll get back to that in a second here. So I see Kim's here. I see Kathy's here. Thanks for watching today, guys and gals. Oh, my God. What a show we're going to have today. I'm telling you right now, you are going to want to take notes unless you're driving. That's the public service announcement right there. If you're driving, please do not take notes. Don't text and drive. But we are joined in the studio today by a very special guest. But I'm not going to introduce him just later. You're going to have to wait to find out. Give me a second here. Anyway, going out to you guys out here, in case you haven't heard, and Michelle's watching. Actually, you're Michelle. Michelle LeGrand is watching. There we go. I don't have your microphone on yet, Steve. I'll put it on now just in case. There we go. So listen, the Max Day of Giving's coming up, all right? Oh, my gosh, there's so much to talk about here. And I got only a couple minutes to just get this in here. So we have these amazing posters. I'm going to hold this up so you get to see it. The Max Day of Giving is April the 13th. It's coming up in just over 1 week, and it's going to start at 1:30 p.m. Hey, Mark, what's the Max Day of Giving all about? Well, I'm really glad that you asked. The Max Day of Giving, the Max Challenge itself is very philanthropic, and every Max Center chooses a charity to raise money for on this particular day. And this is our inaugural Day of Giving, and the Max Challenge of Clinton has chosen Prevention Resources, formerly Hunterdon Prevention Resources. They help families and individuals with drug addictions, anger management, teens with alcoholism, people just getting out of rehab, giving them a place to go, somebody to talk to. And the one reason that they are not doing more is because they need more money. That's my guess on this. More money, more resources, more people. And so we, not just the Max Challenge, but all of our sponsors, such as Performance Rehabilitation and Medicine, which Steve here, we're going to talk about in a minute. But we have a plethora of sponsors, people helping us out. We are going to have vendors' booths. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have trial classes, short trial classes. There's going to be live entertainment. Kayla's joining us and Lori's joining us. Yeah. We have so much going on. So please, please, please take a look at this, because here's my plea for you folks watching and listening. We need more vendors. We need sponsors, and we need donations to the silent auction. That's right. Gift baskets, gift cards, whatever your business or services can provide. We want it. Okay. I have never been shy about asking for things. Hell, if you're out there right now and you have an extra $10,000 and you don't know what to do with it and you want to write it off on your taxes, boom. Okay. Huntington Prevention Resources or Prevention Resources Incorporated, they will take your $10,000 and allow you to write it off. It's as simple as that. Mr. Ron Adelstein's watching. Boom, Ron. We're jacked up in here, Ron. We are high effing energy in here right now. Anyway, what time? I still got about 2 minutes here to go. So, speaking of which, giving a shout out to Team Clinton and Mr. Ron Adelstein and his amazing wife, Lauren. They are the visionaries and the driving force behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. There's Jillian. There is Sarah. Megan just had a little baby boy a couple of weeks ago. So Megan, shout out to Megan. She's our lead instructor. We got Kim. We got Terry. We got Scotty. Christine's out there too. I think I got everybody. Yeah. You know, last time I forgot Megan last week, Steve, and one of the members was like, what about Megan? So I made sure I put that in there. So anyway, Rick's watching. Okay. I got about 90 seconds and then we're going to take a hard break. So let me tell you. Oh, and you know, I'm getting married in 17 days. So if I'm shouting out Team Clinton and I don't mention Susan and the fact that she's going to be my wife in 17 days and tell her that I love her very, very much because I'm pretty sure she's going to be watching. Hello, sweetheart. Anyway, listen, going into today's show, you're looking at me bewildered. Like, what the hell is this guy doing? What is he on? I said to Steve before we had a cup of coffee, I said, I'm going to get very flamboyant and boisterous. I do not need medication. It's okay. So, like I said before, one of our proud sponsors is Performance Rehabilitation. They are cutting edge when it comes to orthopedics and a variety of ailments that I found out just talking with this gentleman. And I am joined today by their COO, Mr. Steve Sargent. And we are going to go to break in about 45 seconds here. We are going to talk about what Performance Rehab offers and why you want to consider them over traditional healthcare and medicine. Right, Steve?
That's definitely a part of it. Sure.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, hard break. Commercials coming up. Got to pay the bills. Don't go far. And, oh, Holly's watching. Hey, Holly. The other thing I was going to mention is because I have this up here, I will encourage people who are watching live on Facebook that if you have a question for Steve that we can answer, type it in here. Laura's watching. Hey, Laura, good to see you, kiddo. Type it in here, questions, comments, whatever. And Christine's watching. Oh, my God, everybody's tuning in. I love this. We're going to be right back. Don't move. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge at Clinton. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the excellent Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. While we were away, I see that Jenna O'Connor says, hi, Steve.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, there you go. And Lauren's watching. What's up, boss? Thanks for joining us. She says, hi, Steve and Mark. So please, remember, if you have questions for Steve, okay, about any subject here that we're talking about, any comments, please type them in the comment section here. So I am honored and privileged to be joined by Mr. Steve Sargent here from Performance Rehabilitation and Regenerative Medicine. Steve is a resident of Hunterdon County. He's a New Jersey native. He has graciously come on here. First of all, a big thank you and a big shout out to Performance Rehabilitation for being one of our sponsors for the Day of Giving. That is huge, huge, huge for us. And we really appreciate your participation in this.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure to just join with you, lock arms with you for a great cause.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an amazing day. And I know she doesn't like it, but Lauren Adelstein, Ron's wife, she is working nonstop and feverishly, and I am not exaggerating, although I'm prone to exaggeration, I'm not doing it now, feverishly and nonstop working behind the scenes to get this together, reaching out to vendors and businesses, and it's great, great stuff. So, Steve, thanks for being here today.
It really is my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about you. Like, I know a little bit about you, but tell us.
Sure. Yeah. Like you said, I mean, I'm a Hunterdon County native. Grew up in Reddington and, been here a long time. And I've got a great family, two teenage kids, and a wife of almost 20 years.
Okay.
And, an entrepreneur at heart and love to see communities thrive and flourish and see people and organizations thrive and flourish. That's kind of my heart, part of my own personal mission. And
Excellent.
A little bit about me.
Fantastic. Very little bit. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So we had talked earlier about what brought you to Performance Rehabilitation. I know that you said that this was your first foray into the medical field.
Yeah, I've never really worked in healthcare at all. I think truly what brought me to Performance was just a friendship, a relationship with the founding partner, who's a great guy and a great doctor, but having done some consulting for a number of years, was consulting with Performance a handful of years ago and working closely with Ron Spiaggia and the chief operating officer at the time, both dear friends. Unfortunately, Greg, the chief operating officer at the time, passed away. Mm-hmm. So there was an opening there that needed to be to be filled, and over the course of a number of months, ultimately stepped into that role. Though those were very big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're lucky to have you. I know that.
I appreciate that.
I was looking at your bio, and you had you said you wrote that you had facilitated partnerships in Zimbabwe and El Salvador. Now, did you travel to Zimbabwe?
I've had the opportunity to do that a number of times.
I don't know if I've met anybody who's traveled to Zimbabwe before, so this is interesting to me.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. Unfortunately, there's a lot of crisis there.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, both politically and just there's a humanitarian crisis, of course, and but have dear friends there, great relationships, doing wonderful things to impact their communities and that nation. So that's been a privilege to be able to participate in some of those initiatives.
So now you come to Performance Rehabilitation and Regenerative Medicine. That's the full name there. Oh, hey, Christine, and thanks for joining us. And Kathy, I see you. Cool beans. I'm going to do this every now and then, Steve.
Love
just
it.
A heads up.
Of course you are.
So in our preparation for today's broadcast, I learned a lot about performance rehabilitation and about their mission, their values, your values in particular too. And I honestly think that from a business and human philosophy, philosophical viewpoint, we share a lot of the and the way we treat our clientele and the respect and compassion that we can show them. So what exactly, if you could speak to this, is Performance Rehabilitation's mission in this community we call Hunterdon County, in this area?
You know, so, I mean, to put it quite simply, you know, our mission every day is to mitigate pain and restore full function for people that are impacted by complex orthopedic conditions. So, you know, to put it quite simply, I mean, that is our mission, that is supported by a number of foundational values and perspectives and philosophies, as as you mentioned. But that is the simplest way. That's why our people show up to work every day.
Sure. And these values, I know you had listed them, patient care. And let me just, on the offset, say, and I'm sure you're going to touch on this too, that Performance Rehab's values and their attitude towards patients, I would be bold to say and would not be contradicted, that it is leaps and bounds beyond what you would call traditional medicine. I think that there's probably these sporadic doctors and offices out there that share these values, but overall, as a generalization, I think you guys are leaps and bounds above. You know, you had said that patient care is sort of a catchphrase, like a buzzword.
It is.
So what makes you guys different than these buzzwords that we hear?
So, you know, I mean, our whole approach to medicine, and again, we operate in the orthopedic world, so I can do my best to speak to that part of healthcare. But, you know, our non-traditional approach is both in treatment options, as well as our values. And so, you know, to just touch on our values, patient care is a bit of a buzzword in the healthcare realm. I don't know that there's a health care organization out there that would say that patient care is not important to them. Of course it is. The way that we look at patient care is it's the lens through which our doctors make decisions on a daily basis. So as we interact with patients, we believe there's two ways that a healthcare practitioner or provider can make decisions, and that is through the lens of patient care or through the lens of finances. And we just believe that making those decisions through the lens of what's in the best interest of that patient is good medicine. Good medicine equals good business, and good business turns into revenue, and profits. Whereas if you flip that model, and you make decisions through the financial lens, it's not good medicine, not good business, and ultimately, you know, those practices just don't last, And so, you know, for us, that's the lens through which we make decisions, regardless of what we're going to get paid for those services.
And you were saying earlier, I believe it's a one or the other. If you try to do both at the same time, one will suffer, or both will suffer, both will suffer through that.
You just can't. You know, listen, our providers need to know about insurances and things of that nature, and they do, they're very well educated in that, in that area, and trained and informed. And that's important. That's just smart business. That said, it doesn't drive decisions for our patients.
100%. I think the buzzword on our side would be member experience. You hear that a lot at big box gyms and wellness centers and such. Well, we want to just make sure that you got a great member experience while you're here. And when you don't show up for a couple of weeks or a month, As long as they're getting their deposit and you're sending somebody else's kid to college, they're happy campers. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
Yeah, the Max Challenge of Clinton is a little bit different than that. You know, we'll hold you accountable. We'll keep you motivated. Anyway, I don't want to go into a commercial here.
It's true, though. I mean, having been there, I experienced that.
And yes,
it is a very different experience, and you guys yeah. are darn good at it.
Well, you come back anytime, like I said earlier. You come back anytime. Because that trial class, that was just a taste.
I know it.
Just a taste. We want you to come back, Steve.
I appreciate the accountability.
No problem. I'll call you every week. No. I said that on air. Now I'm stuck. So aside from patient, patient services, patient care, mm-hmm. what are some of the other values that performance rehabilitation considers themselves unique with?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are two really big ones that stand out that, again, I think are a little bit non-traditional and very unique in our industry. One is innovation.
Sure.
And so, again, going back to just how we're different, the non-traditional approach mm-hmm. to orthopedics. We're non-surgical. We take a non-surgical approach.
Yeah.
And so there are lots of treatment options that the general public just doesn't know about.
Yeah.
They know about pain medication. They know about maybe chiropractic or physical therapy. And then that's all on one end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And on the other end of the spectrum is surgery.
Right.
There's a huge gap in the middle mm-hmm. between those approaches, and that's the gap we fill. And so we take some very innovative approaches to treatment options
mm-hmm.
To help people get better faster. So that's one, and we're happy to talk more about that. The other one is collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, our approach, we are what you call a multidisciplinary practice.
All right.
And that's becoming more mainstream, more and more. Most multidisciplinary practices in the orthopedic world would have maybe chiropractic, physical therapy, and acupuncture, maybe even massage.
Mm-hmm.
Our approach includes all of those, except in addition to that, there's interventional pain management or mm-hmm. injection-based pain management. So we have MDs and DOs, doctors of osteopathic medicine, on staff under one roof. And so what that means is that you have a number of doctors from different disciplines, different specialties with different experiences
mm-hmm.
coming together to discuss a treatment plan, every patient's mm-hmm. case, and come to consensus together as to what is the best treatment option for every patient's case. That is incredibly unique. That doesn't happen. Now, if that happens in isolation from one specialty to another without collaboration, which is sort of the traditional model, patients ultimately suffer. They don't get the best. They might get better.
Mm-hmm.
With the complex conditions that we typically treat, a patient's not going to get better.
It's very compartmentalized in traditional healthcare in that sense.
Correct.
Whereas you folks, you talk to each other.
Absolutely. All not only do we talk to each other, but on a regular basis, ongoing.
Such a unique and mind-blowing idea to actually have doctors talk to each other.
But you know what? Just like the approach that Max Challenge takes
mm-hmm.
to hold your members accountable as part of the member experience,
mm-hmm.
I got to believe, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that takes a lot more work on you and your staff. It takes intentionality. It takes mm-hmm. time. It takes investment. It's not easy.
No.
Right? So for all of these doctors to collaborate on every single case ongoing is an enormous challenge.
Oh, I bet.
So it's a tall order, and we're not perfect at it.
Sure.
But we're very intentional about it.
That's awesome. You know, intentional is good too. Very good. When you were talking a bit about the alternative therapies that you folks work with here, again, surgery being one end of the spectrum here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, I was completely fascinated, in case you couldn't tell, while we were talking about this. I want to probably jump just a little bit ahead, but since this ties into the Max Day of Giving and Prevention Resources, we were talking about the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And because you guys do not prescribe pain medication,
mm-hmm.
And people come to you, I'm assuming, and tell me, do people come to you who are or have been using opioids and a variety of these pain medications for so long, and now they're looking to you folks for relief?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly, the people, not always, but a lot of the times, the people that show up on our door have tried everything else. They've exhausted all their options,
yeah.
Right? And a lot of those options in the traditional healthcare model are simply treating the symptoms, right? So pain mm-hmm. meds obviously don't treat the root cause. I mean, they treat the symptoms. They help give you temporary relief.
Sure.
And if anything, are meant for that and valuable for that. But you and I both know that particularly opiates mm-hmm. or highly addictive pain medication, you know, oftentimes have fostered and facilitated a pretty epidemic crisis,
yeah.
Right? And so, so we do get that. First of all, we get a lot of calls on the front end, people looking to just fill prescriptions.
You know, oh, yeah.
When they hear, we offer what's called pain management, another buzzword in our industry.
Sure.
And it's a dangerous one because a lot of people think of pain management as a prescription.
Right. 100%.
Right, give me prescription pain pills, and we don't do that. So we do get a lot of those calls, and they're hard calls to take. It's unfortunate. And then on the other hand, we get a lot of people that, yes, just have been taking medication for a long time because of their chronic pain, mm-hmm. and they do come in and we're able to address the root cause and get them better.
Okay.
But prevention resources, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but you mentioned the Day of Giving earlier, and we're excited not just to partner with Max Challenge, but with Prevention Resources and help support the great work that they do. And it is so important. It's so critical.
Yeah.
And it is a crisis.
It is.
You know, anything we can do to help. And of course, our daily part of our providers, what they do every day is in mitigating that pain mm-hmm. in a non-surgical, non-prescription mm-hmm. method. Is the greatest contribution that we know how to give to help address that crisis.
And non-prescription is the key thing. On our way in, we were talking, and we agree on this part, that medicine, pharmaceuticals is basically poison with a desirable side effect. That's mm-hmm. basically what it comes mm-hmm. down to. Mm-hmm. I know from my personal experience and from people I love that they feel that way too. Mm-hmm. We actually have a question here, and understanding Steve is COO, you're not a physician.
I'm not a doctor.
So Laura was asking this question about if you had any thoughts about hyperbaric oxygen chambers, about if they actually help to speed healing and recovery. That's what Laura wanted to know. Do you know, can you speak to that at all?
Not at all.
No,
great,
okay.
Great question.
Yes.
Great question. I'll try and get that answered for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so yes, to be clear, I mean, my role with the organization is to provide leadership and oversight and support
right.
to our non-clinical operations.
Hey,
it's, again, having never been in healthcare before, it's a steep learning curve. I'm learning a lot. I know a lot about the treatments and therapies that we provide, but that's a great question for one of our
I'm
docs.
Not sure about it either. Yeah, we'll have to have one of the doctors on next time. So I really want to talk a little bit more about the, because time ticks away here too quickly.
Yep.
I want to go into some of these, the regenerative therapies.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you are suffering or if somebody you love or know is suffering from orthopedic pains, arthritis, back problems, Renee's watching. Hey, Renee. Back problems. There's a plethora of things, and I want you to maybe even just roll through the list on this. We were talking about regenerative therapy, which was fascinating to me about what you folks can do.
Yeah.
And so can you please speak to that?
Sure. Yeah. So, regarding the conditions that we see a lot, it's orthopedic pain. So spine and joint pain. And then sometimes even beyond that, pain is a tough thing to identify. In other words, mm-hmm. where's that pain coming from? A lot of patients, I feel pain here. Well, where you feel the pain, oftentimes is not where the pain is originating,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's part of just getting a proper diagnosis and figuring out what's at the root cause of that pain and then what the treatment options are. Now, for us, our approach is, patients come to us with a condition. They get a complete exam as part of a consult, and then mm-hmm. we give them options. We may or may not be able to help them.
Sure.
We may or may not be the best answer.
Sure.
Sometimes surgery is necessary. It's rare, but sometimes it is. And if it is, we're going to let the patient know. If we're not the best fit, we're going to let the patient know.
Mm-hmm.
So we let them know what all the options are, and we have sort of a shared decision-making model. Here are your options. What would you like to do?
Sure.
And And then we move ahead. So as far as regenerative medicine, you know, we've been practicing regenerative medicine for about 7 or 8 years now.
Okay.
Up until this year, it's been all extremity-based, meaning shoulder, hip, knee, primarily.
Okay.
What is regenerative medicine? In short, regenerative medicine is what we call 21st century orthobiologics. Mm-hmm. And what it refers to is utilizing the body's own composition to heal itself with assistance. Okay, so what types of treatments are included in regenerative medicine? Primarily for us, it's...
Well, don't ask me. You should know. No, I'm just kidding, Steve. Go ahead.
Primarily, what we utilize is stem cell therapy and PRP. Many people may have heard of each of those. PRP stands for platelet-rich plasma. Okay, so what we do in those instances, our interventional physiatrists, our pain doctors, in office with a local anesthetic, will take... get stem cells from the patient's body, what we call adipose stem cells.
Right.
So they're taken from the glutes or the love handles. Okay. There's no cosmetic benefit, so don't get any ideas, you know, none whatsoever. But we take those stem cells. Oftentimes, we will also utilize PRP, platelet-rich plasma.
Okay.
We take the stem cells, we put them in a centrifuge. In office, and then we take those stem cells and re-inject them into the injured area.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a meniscus tear,
right?
You know, a rotator cuff injury, rotator cuff tear. We'll re-inject, and what happens is stem cells. So, just to be clear, lots of different types of stem cells. We focus primarily on adipose. We also do use BMAC or bone marrow, bone marrow aspirate concentrate stem cells. We don't use embryonic stem cells. So, you know, sometimes stem cells a little bit of a buzzword.
Yeah.
But ultimately, stem cells are what you call undifferentiated cells. What that means is you can tell a stem cell what type of cell you want it to be.
Right.
So we do that by injecting that into an area where it's going to regenerate and form new tissue, the type of tissue that we want it to. Right. And so that's regenerative medicine. I mean, that ultimately it's using your body's own stem cells and blood platelets to regenerate and form new tissue.
Yeah, I know we spoke and agreed on this too. I think I would speak for the Max on this one too. But our bodies know what to do. When it comes to whether it's weight loss, strengthening, or repairing damaged areas. Your body knows what to do. What you're doing is basically giving it a hand on saying it here. Now, the different conditions. I know we talked about arthritis, and by the way, Susan is watching here, so I love you, sweetheart. And Jen's watching. Hey, Jen. So I know you said arthritis, tears. We talked about my Achilles tear too. What other particular conditions that you can just list for us that this would help?
I mean, we see. So, you know, first of all, not every condition and not every patient is a good candidate for stem cell or for regenerative medicine.
Every body is different.
It is, and every condition. That's just one part of our you know, our practice. We have lots of other treatments that are interventional pain management treatments for lots of different conditions, complex conditions. So you know, you mentioned an Achilles, you know, an Achilles tendon, ruptured Achilles tendon. Lots of tendinopathy, again, rotator cuff tears, labral tears, lots of spine conditions, many of which are very, very advanced. Degenerative disc disease, you know, you name it, herniated or bulging discs.
Sure.
We deal with lots of neuropathies, diabetic neuropathy and other neuropathies. So nerve damage, numbness or pain in the, you know, arms, legs, you know, back, neck. So, you know, lots of foot conditions, plantar fasciitis, you know, we see a lot of, so, you know, when people are dealing with pain in the body, you know, we are a great place to go.
Awesome.
And we're going to give you a pretty comprehensive view of, what's at the root cause and what your treatment options are.
We were talking about neuropathy that came up over coffee and everything, and you were saying we wanted to talk about some success stories here. You were talking about a little boy who was suffering neuropathy because of
Well, it wasn't necessarily neuropathy, some nerve damage.
Okay,
you know, he was a cancer patient. We didn't even know when he came to us whether or not we were a right fit for him.
This was a young child.
It was. Yep, okay. Young boy. Mm-hmm. And he, we ended up taking on his case. We worked with him for about 9 months. He was having trouble walking because of the cancer treatments, the chemo, sure. and everything else.
Sure.
It did a lot of damage, and just a great success story. Mm-hmm. And he, we got him back to about as full function as we could. I mean, mm-hmm. to walking on his own, and
that's amazing.
You know, he's really thriving and flourishing. But yeah, that was again like a rare. Kind of a rare case. Like,
yeah.
What do we do here? You know. But we were able to help him. I thought we could, and ultimately it was a success. One of the reasons for that is our rehab. You know, people have a hard time knowing what we are. And sometimes we even have a hard time describing what we are because we're unique.
You can't put you and the guys in a box. We were talking about that earlier. People are trying to label everything.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are chiropractors. No. You guys are physical therapists.
No.
You know, you guys are, you know, so, you know, ultimately, yeah, we're all of those things. Mm-hmm. But our regenerative injection therapies and our regenerative rehab protocols that have been developed over the last 8 years mm-hmm. are really quite unique. And the rehab protocols are so unique and effective that, in my mind, non-clinically, it almost doesn't even matter if you've had the regenerative injections. I mean, sometimes it does.
Sure.
But if you don't need those regenerative injections, our rehab is so good because of those rehab protocols
sure.
that we're able to get people better faster.
That's fantastic. So this is going back into one more success story. We have about 2 minutes before I got to take a commercial break. You were talking about a lady who had come mm-hmm. to you. She had rotator cuff surgery, but then had bad knees, bad back.
Yeah.
Just tell us the story quickly.
Yeah. So
I love this
story.
Real
quickly, again, I can't use names. We do have some great video stories, what we call our performance patient stories on our mm-hmm. website and Facebook. But she, it was kind of one thing after another. And it's just interesting. But yes, rotator cuff, major issues. Had her in, I believe, did PRP injections okay. and regenerative rehab, got her back to full function.
Nice.
She says in the video, then I came back to Dr. Mejia, my knees were next.
Mm-hmm.
So we got her better, did some injections, and again, regenerative rehab for the knee. And then lastly, she had chronic pain, debilitating spine pain. She said her pain levels were 85%. And what we did was a spinal cord stimulator mm-hmm. trial, which was very effective. We ended up, she ended up getting the permanent implant. Think of a spinal cord stimulator as like a pacemaker for the heart, only this is for the spine.
Right.
So a small implant near the base of the spine. And so her shoulder, her knees, and her spine pain, got her spine pain, back pain down to 10%.
Wow.
And back to full function. And she's just
amazing.
Thriving. So it's a cool story.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, and they can find this. You know what? Before, when we got about 45 seconds here. What's the website where people can go to see this video?
Yeah, it's performancerehabnj.com. So
performancerehabnj.com. Perfect.
And you'll see lots of patient stories there, and of course our Facebook page as well.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we're going to take a hard break here. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. My name's Mark. I am in studio today with Mr. Steve Sargent from Performance Rehabilitation and Regenerative Medicine. We're going to continue our conversation in a few seconds here. Remember, Max Day of Giving is April 13th. If you can help out, be a sponsor, be a vendor. We need donations for the silent auction. This is your chance, okay? Time is ticking away. You hear that? All right, here it comes. Again, don't move. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 384-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. Amanda, I see you logged in and you're watching. You are going to want to go back and watch this from the beginning, Amanda, just because of what you're going through. Okay, I miss you in class. So this is Max Living. I'm here with Mr. Steve Sargent from Performance Rehabilitation. We're jumping right back into it. Where do people go for pain? This seems to be a question. Do I go to my primary care doctor? Do I go to this person? They can come see you folks.
Yeah, this is a question I see all the time. Sometimes I'm in our Facebook page. We get private messages all the time. Where do I go? Where do I go? If I'm in, if I have chronic back pain, mm-hmm. Or chronic other pain, where do I go? If I have foot pain, people usually go to a podiatrist, which is not a bad thing. If I have back pain, where do I go? Typically, I see it for back pain.
Yeah.
They don't know where to go. Is there such a thing as a spine doctor? Is there, do I go to an orthopedist? Do I go to my primary care physician? Do I go to a chiropractor? Do I go to a physical therapist? Mm-hmm. All of those things are options. One of the phrases we use around performance sometimes is a term that we've sort of coined. You probably won't see it out there much. It's primary mm-hmm. care orthopedics.
Okay.
And the reason we use that phrase is we believe we want to be people's first stop for orthopedic pain.
Sure.
And the reason is because we advocate for our patients. If people start with us, one, we believe we can get patients better, faster, and mm-hmm. in a less costly fashion.
Sure.
We shrink the timeline that it takes for people to get better because of our collaborative approach and our innovative treatments. All of that said, if we're not the best option, we can advocate for you and help you understand where the best option is.
At least you get
be.
Direction then.
Absolutely.
Because not having direction is frustrating.
Absolutely.
I know that from personal experience.
It sure is. Let me just talk for a second about the – there's the primary care orthopedic model, and that's sort of our model. Mm-hmm. Then there's the traditional model, mm-hmm. right? The traditional model is I have pain. I go to my primary care physician because that's where I think I have to go. That's where I think I have to start. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of trained to believe that, right? So we go to our primary care physician, and primary care physicians out there, we love you. There's nothing wrong.
They're awesome.
Right? I'm not bashing that. However, the model typically is they're not spine specialists. They're not specialists. Right. They're general practitioners.
Sure.
So they're going to most likely prescribe muscle relaxers, mm-hmm. right? And maybe write a script for physical therapy. Mm-hmm. So now you take the muscle relaxers, you get a little bit of relief. Maybe you go to PT, and sometimes that works, and sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't. If it's a complex condition, most likely that may not work.
Sure.
Okay. And oftentimes you go to physical therapy, you get shown some exercises, you stand in the corner, you do some exercises versus a very manual approach,
sure.
to which is the approach that we try to take. So you do that, right? Muscle relaxers, physical therapy. If that doesn't work, you go back to your primary care physician, they're going to send you to a specialist. That specialist mm-hmm. is an orthopedist. They're a surgeon, right? So surgeons do what?
cut people.
They do surgery. Sometimes that's needed. Yeah. But again, there's a big gap between that very conservative approach and surgery, and that's the gap we fill with a number of both conservative and more aggressive innovative treatment options.
Yeah. And you were mentioning like shockwave, cold laser.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we have all the regenerative injections, which I talked about, stem cell therapy, PRP. You know, we do everything there orthopedically other than MRIs and surgery. And the only reason we don't do MRIs is because there's a moratorium on the licenses and we can't do them. So you would have to send you out for an MRI if one's needed. Mm-hmm. And we don't do surgery. Everything else we do there in office.
Right.
So nerve conduction studies, EMGs, radio frequency ablation, facet injections. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But, yeah, we have some pretty awesome innovative treatments on the therapy side, the rehab side as well. You mentioned shockwave therapy. Most people know it as EPAT, right? EPAT, very effective, very effective. You know, plantar fasciitis, shoulder injuries. I mean, we use it for all sorts of things. The laser. So let me talk about that for a second.
Sure.
So class 4 cold laser. We have a robotic laser. Actually, we don't have it. Let me take that back. It's coming. We're very excited about this. Lots of data behind it, lots of science, and we're excited to be a facility where people can get this treatment. Used for both extremities as well as spine. We've heard incredible things about these treatments. Non-invasive, reduces inflammation, facilitates healing.
There you go.
And that used in conjunction with manual therapy and other treatments, just incredible. So again, our treatment plans, very specific to the patient, very customized, but oftentimes is going to involve a number of different disciplines, interventional pain management, physical therapy, possibly acupuncture or chiropractic, depending on the condition.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So before I even go any further, contacting your offices. First, where are your offices and how would people who are going to watch, listen, know people that they love, get a hold of you folks?
Yeah. So depends on how you want to get a hold of us, but we have offices. Let me start there. We have three offices. We have a satellite location in Greenbrook. We have two locations that are fully integrated with medical in Watchung and in Branchburg.
Okay.
So we're on Route 22 in Branchburg, in the across from Raritan Valley Community College.
Okay.
And then in Watchung, we're in the Triangle there. So both Somerset County locations. We, as far as contacting us, again, the website, performancerehabnj.com. You can call us and talk to one of our patient care reps anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, at 908-756-2424.
So say that one more time.
908-756-2424.
Cool.
And lots of great content and just education for people that want to get educated on, you know, what they may be feeling or certain conditions or treatments. Our website's a great place to do that. We've got a number of blogs and just pages on various treatment options.
Awesome.
So again, performancerehabnj.com. I mentioned earlier, if I could come back to it, you know, what doctor do I go to?
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll get this question, is there a spine doctor?
Yeah.
And there is. It's actually fairly new. It's a new credentialing, and it's called primary spine physician or primary spine practitioner.
Okay.
This is fairly new, but they are spine specialists, and we happen to have the only one in the state of New Jersey.
Wow, look at that.
Dr. Pacillo. He's right in our Branchburg location, and we're pretty excited about it.
Oh, because I met Dr. Pacillo.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
He was at the trial class,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, Lauren? Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, again, of course, I'm tooting our own horn, but we believe in what we do, and we believe we should be the first stop for all the reasons that I've mentioned, but including a non-surgical primary spine physician that knows the spine inside and out.
Non-surgical primary.
Yep.
Nice. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm taking these correlations in between of what we both do here, what Max of Clinton and you folks do here at Performance Rehab. In a sense, especially when it comes to the medication part of this, you're in the prevention business. You know, we are trying to help people prevent cardiac disease and high blood pressure and cancer and coronary problems and such too. You guys, when people come to you first, before they have to take medicines, before they're just, and that's, you know how fast that is. That's just like, oh, you have that pain? Here's a script. Go.
Yep.
And then you're taking these poisons with, you know, desirable side effects. Mm. The way that you folks prevent these addictions, prevent the, you know, people taking these things, and a lot of these medications cause damage down the road too, you know, absolutely, liver damage and kidney damage too. So that is just a huge thing in the 21st century, and I commend you guys for doing this. I mean, it's state of the art what mm-hmm. you're doing here. This is state. That's another buzzword that gets thrown around, state of the art. You guys really are state of the art.
Yeah, we certainly
what you
try
do.
To be. We certainly try to be. And, you know, another, just for those that may be listening, and, you know, we've been trained to believe so many things, right?
Yeah.
We've been trained to decide what to do, you know, when we're in pain or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been trained to take a pill to get better, right? Or whatever it is. One of the things we've been trained to do is to be still, to not move, to stop moving if you're in pain. Right? Which is not our philosophy.
Right.
Our philosophy is you've got to stay active. You've got to keep moving.
Yes.
You've got to, right? And so, which is why we love our partnership with Max Challenge, because we need, it's really important that we have affiliates that we can promote and work with and get people active again or keep them active. It's an important relationship in, again, through the lens of patient care, what's in their best interest.
On that, that's a great way to end this. We got about 30 seconds to go. That's fantastic. Steve, clapping it up for Steve here and everything.
Thank you
so much for joining me here today.
This has
been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We're right there in Clinton. Mr. Steve Sargent here with Performance Rehabilitation and Regenerative Medicine. You can watch the show if you came in on the middle of it. We're going to post the link. Thank you for joining us. It has been incredible talking to you, Steve. I learned so much. I'm sure I'm going to be in touch again, too. Folks, remember to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted to authorize subpoenas for the complete version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by the president, all done at the dismay of Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins.
In the face of laws and rules he finds inconvenient, the chairman demands our nation's top law enforcement officer to break the rules and the regulations and the law. This is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's disingenuous.
The funeral for a South Carolina student who was murdered by a man she thought was her Uber driver was held on Wednesday. Police say she entered the car thinking was an Uber she requested through the app. Seth Josephson is a member of the family. He says safeguards need to be put in place on these ride-sharing services.
The ride-share community, Uber and Lyft, learn from this and take ownership. Better provide safeguards to avoid the mistake that are easily made.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Two more women are claiming inappropriate contact from former Vice President Joe Biden. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Now there are four women accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of behaving inappropriately, with two more coming forward in recent hours. Caitlin Caruso says as a 19-year-old student at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Biden rested his hand on her thigh and hugged her, as she puts it, a little too long. DJ Hill claiming as her husband took a photo of the two, Biden placed his hand on her shoulder and then started dropping it down her back, making her feel very uncomfortable. No comment yet from Biden on these latest allegations.
Facebook is ending a practice that has many privacy groups happy. They announced that they would no longer be asking users to provide, some users that is, to provide their outside email address and password for that email address. Last month, Facebook said that encrypted passwords for hundreds of millions of its users had been stored in years on company logs accessible to 2,000 employees. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is urging the IRS to investigate the Southern Poverty Law Center, which he slammed as a political hate group. The Alabama-based nonprofit has been mired in scandals in the recent weeks, with its founder and president stepping down amid